Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's LeBron James. There was an interesting little barbershop argument there. And LeBron basically said, no, Brady can't be the greatest of all time. And I just went back to what ESPN did years and years ago with Sports Century. Top 50 athletes. How do we even come up with that list? And by no means, I'm not looking for like your suggestion. I'm looking about how the hell you even get to that list or arrive at the list. And LeBron's thinking. I actually didn't have a problem with what he said. I thought it was interesting. And maybe a football player can't be the greatest of all time. He could be the greatest QB of all time. He could be possibly the greatest football player of all time. But the greatest athlete of all time, is that somehow not attainable? Take a text coming in. Bo Jackson, try Jim Thorpe. Stop it. Guys, we've been through this before. Jim Thorpe, congratulations. You played in 1920. Jim Thorpe couldn't play today. Sorry. It was a great story. Go read a book about Red Grange next. I don't care. I don't think you can count football players out as the greatest athletes of all time. They only play one side of the ball, football more physically demanding. Mikey, is it team sports or all sports? If it's all sports, then it's Usain Bolt. LeBron's right, but it opens the door for soccer to be on that list. Okay. If I'm athletically gifted in more sports than Brady, golf, bowling, track and field, then I am a better athlete than Brady, right? No. Not at all. Athlete and sports figure need to be celebrated. And again, I had just offered a suggestion. If you're saying, all right, who's the greatest athlete of all time? Bo Jackson would have to be considered if you're actually valuing athletic ability. If you're just saying who is the greatest player of all time and you're more focused on accomplishment, then it's different. But my point would be, if you're doing the greatest athlete of all time, I would have a hard time putting Brady number one. Because of part of what LeBron said. Let's go over to Tim, 97.1. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Mike, great topic. I just can't help but think that Tom Brady may not take a direct snap on the defensive side of the ball, but by keeping the offense on the team and keeping his defense rested, he has a huge impact on how well the defense plays, how much time they spend on the field, and how they can defend the other team's offense by being well rested. So, no, he doesn't take a direct snap. He, by all means, impacts how well a defense can play and does play. Proof is watching the Lions every week where that defense bends on the field for 6 minutes. The other team kicks a field goal. Defense gets off the field for three plays and comes back on. They're winded and gassed, and they play terrible. We see it week in and week out in Detroit.
No, Tim, I think it's an interesting point. You know, the best defense is a good offense. The issue is what LeBron said from a literal sense. He doesn't play both ends of the floor, of the field. Whereas if you do play baseball, yeah, maybe you're not the greatest athlete, quote unquote, but you can be a gold glove first baseman. You can win a gold glove in left field, as well as be an offensive weapon. If you're going to do the greatest athlete of all time, it does make you wonder where it puts a QB.
I cannot argue. I don't think that Tom Brady is the greatest athlete of all time. If you've seen the guy run, he's, as described once, slower than you thought.
But the problem is
he's a great quarterback.
He's the greatest quarterback. Well, in my mind, I know others will disagree. I think Brady's the greatest quarterback in the history of football. He's unbelievable. Yes, Mike.
Well, and you nailed this earlier, and we really need to separate this because the difference between being a great athlete versus being the greatest of all time is huge. I mean, with Tom Brady specifically, like the caller just alluded to, he's very slow. There's no doubt that LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, they're all better athletes, per se, than Tom Brady. But there has to be a level of accomplishment to go down as the greatest ever, obviously. So that's where you kind of have to make the separation.
Right, but my point would be, what LeBron said is true then.
Yes, it is. And I'm biased towards quarterbacks, but it's true.
So,
but also you look at it, hey, you know, you've said this before as well. Quarterback is, well, not even arguably, I think most people can agree, probably the toughest position to play in all of sports. So that has to factor in as well. There's a lot of layers to it.
I think as well. Toughest position to play in sports. I still marvel how anyone's a catcher. The pounding that takes on your knees, on your body. And then you got to go and you got to hit.
Well, yeah, and the mental angle of being a catcher and calling a game and knowing the scouting reports on the hitters.
Yes.
Same with quarterbacks and scouting reports and knowing defenses and audible.
There's just something I'm not comfortable with. If you did a greatest of all time list, right, greatest athlete of all time, I'm not comfortable that we'd be eliminating quarterbacks unless they were of the athletic variety. I mean, Tom Brady is the GOAT. He's the best QB in history. Do you mean to tell me that he can't be on the list? See, even though I agree with what LeBron's saying, I'm not totally comfortable.
I think what he's saying is once it gets to a certain point where you're assigning that number one greatest player of all time, and you're looking at things under a microscope, and you're saying, hey, he doesn't play defense, that has to factor in. I probably agree with that. But yeah, a quarterback has to be up there because of how tough the position is and how much they impact the game.
I'll tell you what, though. This is summer sports radio at its finest. I'm going to leave this show with a headache tonight. No, because I'm really thinking about this.
This topic makes you think.
It's a great find by you. And I am surprised we still haven't got anyone making fun of ESPN Sports Century for the Secretariat mention. That was pandemonium went down.
Well, that's a whole other discussion. Can a horse be an athlete? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and David,
how dare you?
And on the topic of athlete and athleticism as well, David just made a point.
What?
If you're talking about quarterbacks alone, Cam Newton's a better athlete than Tom Brady.
Right, but that's why I said you have to caution yourself that it can't just be athleticism.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm making a point that when I said Bo Jackson, it was a player able to become the best, arguably, in two sports simultaneously, baseball and football. Bo Jackson, at one point, you could have argued, was a top five player in football. And I don't know that I'd go so far to say top five in baseball, but he was the top outfielder. You could have made that case. That's unheard of. The problem is there's no longevity to it. More of this in a minute. We're going to need some aspirin at some point ibuprofen, if you will, for the...
Need some more coffee, too. Maybe Roberto can run out and grab us some.
Please. He's a sulking mess over there today. You know what he is? He's like a wet mop. He's just sitting there in a bucket.
At least he's not running to the bathroom like he was every segment the other day.
Well, you know, when you eat 4 pounds of fruit and you wash it down with coffee at 1:45, how the hell do you think that was going to end? Yeah, don't do that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.